Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Tel Aviv on Sunday on another Middle East tour to push for a ceasefire in Gaza. But Hamas raised doubts about the mission just hours after he landed by accusing Israel of undermining his efforts. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
This is Blinken's 10th trip to the region since the war began in October. According to a senior State Department official, Blinken plans to meet with senior Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday, before continuing on to Egypt. The mediating countries, Qatar, the United States, and Egypt, have so far failed to narrow enough differences to reach an agreement in months of on-off negotiations. Meanwhile, violence continued unabated in Gaza on Sunday, as Israeli strikes killed at least 21 people, according to Palestinian health authorities.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Thousands of Democratic Party delegates this week will gather in the U.S. Midwestern city of Chicago to celebrate Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as their presidential ticket for 2024. VOA senior Washington correspondent Carolyn Perzuti reports.
This week in Chicago, Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz begin their party's convention with some momentum. Last month, President Joe Biden was trailing Republican candidate Donald Trump in political polls. Since Biden dropped out, candidate Harris has risen in those polls. Last week's morning consult survey showing her 3 points ahead of Trump, although it remains a tight race. Chicago officials expect as many as 50,000 out-of-town visitors for the convention, with the city's United Center hosting the Democratic Party events. Carolyn Persuti, VOA News.
Thousands of activists are expected to converge in Chicago this week for the Democratic National Convention.